Yeah, this is going to be slotted in. Like me speaking right now, this is going to be in it.
This is in it right
this
now.
This is going to be in it right now.
If you're listening to this, please come to Tom and I's solo shows separately.
Yeah, they're separate.
They're separate. It's not a joint show.
No.
I'm in Brisbane May 3rd to the 8th at the Comedy Festival. Please come. And I'm in Sydney Comedy Festival May 18th to May 22nd at 8:15 p.m. Please come. Google it for tickets.
Yes, just Google Sam Taunton and then like it'll, the city and then click through.
Man, even if you just Google my name, it won't be a crazy journey to get to it from there.
Also, you don't think even type in the city name.
The city might help, but even scroll. I reckon you could find it from just typing my name.
So if you're going to come to my shows, I reckon Google my name and the city you
it'll
want.
It'll be harder.
No. I think that's like a more efficient way to get there. If you're happy to kind of endorse people being kind of inefficient in the way that they search for things and access websites, that's fine. That's your prerogative.
But if you've got a bit of time, don't put the city. Have a bit of fun. Surf the web for a bit.
If you have a bit of time, there's way better things to be doing than scrolling through your Google results.
No, but you might find something you didn't know. You never know what you'll find
in there. So there's other stuff that you think is going to come up that you think is impressive.
Like
a video or something.
Maybe you watch a bit of my stand-up. That wouldn't kill you.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That wouldn't kill you at all, would it?
It wouldn't
kill
you.
Watch it. Come to the show.
Yeah, I reckon it's an either-or situation. They actually could be double up in material.
Mm. Oh, yeah, actually.
So don't watch too much. I am in Sydney. I'm doing one show, potentially two, but probably just one, on the 14th of May at the Comedy Store in Sydney. And then from the 17th through to the 22nd of May, I'm in Brisbane.
Wow.
So those are the dates for me. But again, Google it.
And you can find those all online.
You can find them all online.
They're all there.
It's actually kind of worthless to know the dates. Just Google and like look on the website when the dates are, you know?
Well, I mean, the dates mean nothing. Your name is the power tool there. It's the keyword. Everything will be fed into your name. So just Google Tom Cashman.
See you at the shows.
A podcast has changed my life.
Man, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down. Tuck in.
This is not funny.
This is scary. This is good data, especially with like Elon buying Twitter today.
Well, did he? That hasn't gone through. Everyone's talking about that as if it's going to happen.
Well, apparently he's got no cash in the bank. Have you heard this?
Yeah, so he apparently leverages.
Tesla pays him $0. His own company.
Yeah, he's all on shares.
So how does he get the money out?
So I think he uses his shares in Tesla as collateral for a loan.
Right.
And then he gets loaned money with that as the collateral of like what if he defaults on the loan, they'll take his shares in Tesla and they give him billions of dollars to then buy Twitter shares. I think that's how it works. It's pretty sick.
I mean, so it's like never using
not getting taxed
money
at all. It's like not you. It's just, it's just deals with bankers. Where you go in, you've seen Succession.
Yeah.
You just have a banker
mate
and you sit down and you're like, come on.
He's doing coke in the bathroom.
Exactly. You're all just doing coke.
But Elon.
It's just the aristocracy.
Everyone's like pro Elon.
Mm.
But like I feel like we should be putting his head on a stick. You know.
Oh, you want to kill him.
He's still like the richest man alive. We can't be pro. It's so lame to be like the richest man in the world is so cool.
Totally.
I think that's the lamest shit of all time.
I also feel like villains in the 80s were often Russian in movies. And then in the 90s, still a bit Russian, I think German often. Then in like the noughties, you started seeing like some Chinese villains. And then I spot like sometimes you'll have like a West African kind of like diamond miner villain.
Yeah.
But like South Africans.
White South Africans.
White South Africans are like pretty, over the last 20 years, pretty highly represented in the villains, I reckon.
He looks like a villain. Like, he's got that fucked puffy face. And it's like, but it's like you could just see him. He's probably playing us all right now. Like, as if everyone's just like, he's tweeting being like, this is freedom of speech. It's like, you're the richest man alive buying a huge media organization. Like, as if it's the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
It has to be the end.
It's not great.
It's like if he wanted to buy, it's like him buying the New York Times and, like, Murdoch's Press.
Yes. But what if he is, because this is the thing, he has a weakness. He thinks he's funny.
He thinks he's funny. Yeah, so that could be exploited.
That can be exploited.
He also thinks he's cool.
And
he's married
to
Grimes. Like,
no, they broke up.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And she's going out with Chelsea Clinton now.
Oh, my God.
Not Chelsea Clinton, sorry. Chelsea Manning.
Oh.
You know, the woman who, whistleblower.
Leaked the WikiLeaks. The war stuff.
Exactly.
That's so much cooler than Elon.
Totally. But yeah, I think he thinks he's cool.
So he's like a single billionaire guy now, just getting drunk, doing coke, being like, I'll just fucking buy Twitter.
Yeah, because he gets trashed on there. He's like, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
I want the control. So I feel like in that way, he's not the worst billionaire overlord. Because like Jeff Bezos or something, he doesn't really give a fuck about like the discourse or anything. No. He's just kind of checked out, going to space, chilling out on islands.
Yeah.
Elon at least cares about how he's perceived by the plebs, us. And I feel like that will change.
No, but isn't...
Like in the next generation, the billionaires, we won't even know their name. Most billionaires, we don't know their names.
Yeah, I know. True. But I think him caring about what people think... Do you know, there was another billionaire that cared a lot about what people... Donald Trump.
Mm.
And he went on to, like, try to take a lot of power.
Totally.
I mean, he also started his own, like, Twitter as well, which he must be furious now that Elon's bought. In fact, that's probably why Elon's bought normal Twitter.
Yeah.
To be like, fuck you, Trump. I own the one you're trying to copy.
I suppose maybe that's true. The ones that care about what we think ultimately get corrupted by that fact that they care what we think and then try to... And then it's like the one battle that they can't win because they've won. Billionaires have had so much success. Pretty much everything they've put their hand to that has been an enormous success. So they get high on that. Like,
because they're playing to the rules of like capitalism or finance. So it's like, I do
and
this
you can
to
do
get
a
money.
Spreadsheet and you can figure out like, profit and loss. And then like, if you're good at that and making systems more efficient and, then you can make money.
But you can't make people like you.
You can't make people like you. And that's like the final frontier for these people. And I suppose it can then send you mad. But it's also fun because that's like the last thing that we have as the not that we're the underclass, we're fine. But like compared to billionaires, like normal people, all we have left is like being cooler than that, than the billionaires, you know? Don't come for that too.
He even, because he's, I hate that he then like, it's almost like cultural appropriation here tweeting. Like it actually is. It's like what middle
doing
class.
Doing memes. It's like, come on.
It's like what we do to distract ourselves from like the prison we're trapped in, which is like this life that we only can get to a certain point.
And we're trying to have little fun moments along the way.
But he could do anything. He's richer than anyone's ever been. So anything in the world, he could do anything. He could have
He could have like a machine that tickles your ass as you eat caviar in space, you know?
Yeah.
With VR goggles of the like really, a really hot woman.
Yeah.
Playing PlayStation with you? I'm trying to think of the most heavenly thing for him. I don't know.
Know what he would... It would have to be like he's like... It would all be electric. It's like...
okay, in his dream.
Or while like...
But he doesn't care about
I reckon
the
while
stuff.
200 people are in a room and over they're just chanting, you're so smart and cool, Elon.
Oh my God.
I think that's like what he wants. He just wants people over and over to be like...
Oh my God. So these billionaires...
They're the most awesome person in... That's why he loves going on that fucking Joe Rogan podcast.
Totally.
Because for 3 hours, Rogan's like, oh, you made the electric... You're drilling into a mountain. Like, you're the coolest guy ever.
You've invented the tunnel. It's simply fantastic. That's cool because in billionaire... Or at least in millionaires' houses, they have bedrooms, they have bathrooms, they have living rooms, they have kitchens, just like everyone else. But then they have often like a movie room. Sometimes they'll have like a lift. Sometimes they'll have like a sauna.
I would say this is all minimum. This is what millionaires have.
This is what I'm saying. Millionaires.
Oh, millionaires, right.
But then what do billionaires have?
Oh,
I've watched
right.
Lux listings. A lot of these billionaires' houses, it's just more of the same. They don't have like new rooms for new shit. They need a compliment room where you go in there and everyone's like, Elon. There's like people that are paid to sit in there.
I could be that person.
Yeah.
I'm so good at giving compliments.
Totally. But I like your chanting idea. There's like 100 of them. So it's not like one-on-one.
Elon, you're
so nice. I love him so much.
There's like candles and shit. Exactly. It's actually a new religion.
Yeah. And he goes in and he just goes like.
And he baths in the glory.
Everyone's like, oh my God, I want to fuck you so bad.
You on Twitter. We love Twitter.
Oh my God, your tweet from this morning was so hilarious. Oh my God, how do you come up with this stuff?
Dude, I reckon.
How can you come up with this stuff?
Because he's already talking about changing the algorithm.
Yeah.
He's talking about to make it fair or whatever. But also, as if he's not going to give his shit.
Oh my God.
Bit of a bump.
Totally.
His Twitter will be like, his account now is Twitter. You know how sometimes Twitter tweets?
Yeah.
It'll just be Elon tweeting.
So you reckon he's going to... He's doing it all so he gets a few more retweets.
The things people will do
Mark
for retweets.
Cuban.
So.
Yeah. People, I'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, sure. But now everyone will... He just wants people to be nice to him on the platform so they can... If he starts, like, shadow banning people, it'll be unreal.
Oh, I reckon... I don't know.
But
I do feel like...
stock went up of Twitter as well, by the way, as soon as he bought it.
It went up?
5 points.
The other thing to say is that he hasn't actually bought it. So the board has approved it, but the shareholders haven't approved it yet.
Well, apparently...
And I saw a thing saying that they would be... Like, it's relatively likely for them to say no. Anyway, it'd be pretty... I don't know. I feel like it's similar to the thing that we've talked about before, I think, of, like, you know how, like, rich people pretend to be poor when you're, like, 20?
Mm.
And, like, rich kids would, like, wear... Like, the aesthetic that was in was, like, yes, a bit, like, indie and kind of, like, raggedy or something. And then, that like, that's the chic. It's not... It wasn't cool to, like, wear really prim and proper suit or something when you're 20.
True.
And so the rich people are kind of pretending to be poor. And then the poorer people are often trying to pretend to be richer. They're the ones who like to wear nice things to, yes, because they're kind of...
They're aspirational.
Their aspiration and their thing is like, oh, God, people are going to find out I'm poor. Whereas the rich people are like, oh, God, people are going to find out I'm rich. Yes. They want to dressing down. But then I saw a thing, which I think we spoke about, that said now apparently in your Yales and Harvards, like the 20-year-olds now, they're not even pretending to be poor anymore. They're just dressing real nice and ordering the $100 wine in the nearby restaurants, and they're just fucking like living large. Like they don't even try.
So they're just.
So it's like that was annoying to me. Richness. Yeah. So it was annoying to me 10 years ago when people would pretend to be poor when they weren't. But at least then they're trying to engage with the culture a little bit. It's better than just people, they just are in the aristocracy. They're just in the aristocracy for fucking ever. They never even dip in their 20s to try and pretend.
Well, in my dumb head, I always thought when they went to uni, at least, there was rules that they had to, like, be poor or whatever.
No, that's only but a thing that, yeah, some, like, rich people do. It's like, oh.
And they live on campus. But of course they don't. They probably live in, like, a mansion near the.
That's only if their parents, yeah, like, want to give them a bit of like experience of what it's like being in the world. But some of these parents, they just give them a fucking trust fund.
Look,
and
it's hard to say. If I was rich, I would just love to be rich. But it's so far removed from what I could be. So I think I would just love to be rich forever.
Would you give your kids, how much would you make them work if you're a billionaire?
If it was me now who had been poor?
Yes. Yeah, you now, you have kids, but you're a billionaire. How much money are you giving your children as they grow up?
So much. Like, or this would be fun to do.
Yeah.
So... When they're born, you just like raise them very middle class, but you know that you're rich as a billionaire.
Now you're talking.
They turn 18 and you say, "Hey, I've got some bad news," and they're like, "Are you sick? Is everything okay? What's happening?"
No, I'm good.
And you're like,
"I'm real good.
I haven't been feeling myself for the last 18 years. This life has been a lie." And like, they think you're about to be like, "I've had a secret affair with another family,"
and you have because you're a billionaire. Yeah, you do what you want.
I've been doing whatever I want, and it's like, you know, when I go away on those trips, you think I'm a trucker and I drive overnight. It's not true. And then you go bang. And
never
you
heard
show
of
them.
Twitter?
Yeah, I own it.
I own it.
And then you show them and then you're like.
I bet you were wondering how a trucker gets that many retweets. I'm behind the scenes. I'm pulling the strings.
And then you're like, you're now also the eighth richest person in the world because you're my child.
Totally.
Imagine that. That would be a fun thing
to do. That is so sick. And it's links to a dream I've always had of like if you were dating when you were a billionaire.
Mm.
I think the concern would be that people would only.
Everything.
Well, no, but the people would just want you for your money. So if you're single and you're a billionaire, let's say you're 28 years old, you've gone on some dates, you meet a woman at a party and she's so nice.
Yeah.
But you'd be like, oh, is she just nice because she knows I'm rich or does she actually like me for me? That would be the big question.
But would you marry someone for that? Would you marry a lady if she was a billionaire just because she was a billionaire? It would help.
I reckon
it would help.
Exactly. Like, that's what I mean. Not just. If she's like the most hideous and awful person, like really mean-spirited and cruel, obviously not. But like it would help.
It would
and
help
that would
someone.
Be the that would
I reckon
be the
it, I could do
problem.
It.
But then my point is that you'd want to keep it a secret and then you'd want to date someone for a while and then like fall in love with them organically and then be able to reveal in the same way that you're saying
it'd
it's
be
like
so good.
For their you know for the fifth anniversary
man you know what it is I feel like are you did
actually
you read,
a dream. Do you reckon girls when they're dating guys are secretly hoping that they're like gonna do a reveal
of course,
and so now we have to clarify to our girlfriends it's like oh there's no reveal coming
there's no inheritance
you know
it's
the
like,
you know the big millionaire reveal that some guys plan like
this is it
and if you've been assuming that one's coming
because
then some guys would like leave little clues in the conversation to imply that they're going to do a big
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, I was just at the house in Monaco. Yeah. And then you'd be like, what was that? You're like, oh, sorry, oh, I'll pick up the bill.
Yeah. No, we're going to split this one, right?
Yeah. It's just weird.
In Monaco culture, they're very
even Stevens. On the private jet the other day, that you just get it, you know.
Implying.
No, you just, oh, sorry, I just meant the plane. You know, they give you food. And they're like, did you say private
Qantas,
jet?
That's private company. Qantas used to be public, but now it's private.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, okay.
Used to be state-owned, but obviously they're private. Yeah.
Private. Yeah. I hate privatization.
Privatization. I've got a lot of shares anyway. A lot of shares.
Yeah, they're a dollar each. Lot.
What is that a lot for you?
Yeah.
I think it's like the. Did you read the Harry Potter books when you were growing up?
Did I read the Harry Potter?
I think the problem is that did a lot of bad stuff for people probably our age because. So my entire life, I've been waiting
for Hagrid.
Waiting for the letter to be like, hey, you're special.
Totally.
You shouldn't be with these people.
Exactly.
There's something better for you.
This is the main character syndrome of people that grew up in the 90s.
I think it's got a lot to do with Harry Potter.
Harry Potter wasn't the first to invent this. It was like, I think, a lot of the fiction around then
that
was all just, a special boy. A very, very, very special boy.
But he's completely
boy.
Ordinary and then from nowhere gets plucked. Exactly. Turns out he's so special.
And you wouldn't think that this fucking idiot would be special, but you'd be wrong. Because I think back in the day, maybe the fiction before that was like this special boy from like a special family, or you know, they're the special ones. But this was like, no, anyone can be.
This was a piece of shit.
It was a piece of shit.
He was under the stairs.
Exactly.
That's how far you can go. You can go from under the stairs to being the best wizard. And he was also one of the fucking richest as well. I love that part of the books as
totally.
Well. That he, not only is it like you're famous,
did all right.
It's like they show him his bank account. He's like one of the richest guys in
the
world.
Oh, he had so much gold in there.
Yeah.
He's rich and he's fucking, he was kind as well.
He was kind.
He was a nice guy.
Awesome.
You're reading it, it's like, that's me. Do you know that World War III is imminent?
I don't want to hear that because of the block, the Kyrgios.
Yeah.
On Perrottet.
Exactly.
So what's happened today in the... I haven't listened to my BBC World podcast.
I don't really know, but my friend told me that World War III is imminent.
But
so
how...
now I'm saying it like a fact.
So
apparently Ukraine are retaliating and sending stuff over to Russia. So it's kind of escalated a little bit.
Russia, you hear such mixed reports.
Well, that's the thing.
You don't know.
Propaganda at play, I would say.
You really don't know the strength of this Russian army. Because on paper,
people have been saying they've been losing. Oh, my God.
Have they been losing? But didn't the Secretary of State, he found his way to the Ukraine the other day?
Oh, right.
He was in there chatting with Zelensky in Kiev.
Yeah, so it's people are heading over.
What, so it's borders open?
Oh, I think you can find a way in. I think Russia have been threatening actually to bomb Kiev and like try and cruise missile like UK people if they keep visiting. Because, I mean, it is a show of solidarity, I suppose.
To keep going in.
But my idea is, so basically, if the war is about to kick off, world wars are a time of chaos, a time of great tragedy.
True.
But they're also a time of opportunity. And so I think this happens a lot where if there's particularly a world war, a lot going on, countries can take that as a bit of a smokescreen and a bit of an opportunity to take land that is kind of irrelevant to the war, but that would be good for them.
And you want land?
Invade New Zealand.
No.
I just spent
a month with some New Zealanders. I really like them.
Yeah, me too. I want more of them over here. Oh. We should incorporate them into our society by taking charge.
There's no reason why they shouldn't be with us.
There's no reason why they
shouldn't. It would be better for them and it would be pretty good for us. There's some great holiday destinations.
Yeah.
They will get skiing.
We need to incorporate skiing into like and make it cheaper.
Oh, it'd be great skiing. Also like great road trips and stuff around
build
the
Build a tunnel.
Build a tunnel between the two. We could really... I mean,
we could do some great things over there.
And then they would get the strength of that AUD. They get the AUD.
Absolutely. Their currency flailing about.
And it's like, they're a long way away, but like Perth is... There's no real difference between New Zealand and Perth.
Exactly.
To me.
And no one would notice. Like if there was a world war, America, Russia, China, these big players at the end, when everything comes out and like there's a treaty at the end, no one's going to be like, oh, in Australia, you're in trouble for invading New Zealand. They're going to be like, what happened? Or like,
they're like, we thought you guys were already.
Yeah. And we'll be like, oh, it was crazy. Like, you know, in deploying, there was some like disagreements between our forces. And like, we thought just for security's sake, we needed to take over for a bit.
Look after them. And then we'll give it back.
Exactly.
We'll
because their military is smaller. But now our economies are so intermingled.
Dude.
I feel like it would only be right to everyone.
Jacinda Ardern, my favourite premier.
Yeah, exactly. Pop her up. Not top, but like she can be deputy.
It's like we Deputy could do Prime it. Minister. That wouldn't be the craziest thing in history. No. I do wonder how the Australian public would react to it.
New Caledonia?
They speak French.
That's looking nice. That would be nice. We're in an argument with France about these submarines.
What, are we taking the whole South Pacific?
Let's take them all.
Fiji, you're with us. Yeah. Tonga, we love it.
I think this is also an opportunity because I don't want to be drafted into a war. So this is
I think you'll be okay.
This is an opportunity to be like, we're busy to America. Because if America goes to war with Russia, they're going to be like, okay, our Western allies, please send troops right now. And we're going to be like, we are busy.
We've got our own war.
In the Pacific.
You send troops to us.
We've got our own Pacific
stuff. The other thing is we take them easy, right?
That's it.
It's but like the problem is, and I don't know.
No deaths. Not nothing.
Heaps about global politics.
Just, yeah.
But we take, I think if we take New Zealand, France may invade us. They have a.
You mean New Caledonia?
No, no, no. Yeah.
New Zealand?
No, no, no. France, I think they have a strong interest in.
New Zealand?
Yeah, because then we're then taking, if we take New Zealand, we've basically got the whole Pacific.
Yeah, okay.
They need to be have their own set. And also, I don't know how America might be okay. You're going to drag France in against America because we've got a treaty deal with America. So we take New Zealand and then it's like we've got the whole Pacific. Yeah. That's a huge stranglehold.
And you're going to hate this next plan.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
I would love Hawaii.
Pearl Harbor number two. I was watching a video on Reddit/r/cringe.
And are you on there a lot? Reddit/r/cringe?
I'll be honest. I go on there maybe once a month.
Why?
I used to go on there before because I feel like that's a type of, and it, yeah, it's probably a bit bad. It is a type of video, though, that I enjoy watching. Is like a real, like a YouTube video of like real people where something crazy happens. So, I mean, you'll see on there things like, you know, a pastor speaking at a church and then the candles fall down behind him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like
a
big embarrassing moment or someone, you know, at a council meeting in America has to go outside to go to the bathroom and their mic stays on and that you can hear them pissing and stuff like that.
It's like Australia's Funniest Home Videos but more tailored to your specific...
Yeah, exactly. Like
line of humour.
Precisely because I don't like on the Funniest Home Video ones, I don't love it when... They hurt their, like, balls.
They hurt themselves.
Like, yeah, or, yeah, particularly their balls. But anywhere.
Anywhere else. You're like, head injuries, fine.
Love
but
it.
Protect the balls. Yeah. They're in a little sack. There's no protection.
They're very sensitive. But, that just makes me feel bad for them. But if there's a humiliation component, I don't know, there's probably something telling.
Socially humiliating someone is fine.
I find it funny.
There could be more trauma. That pastor maybe never worked again.
No, absolutely, you're right. I think I just find it.
Where the kid hurt his balls, he's probably okay. He can still, he doesn't need them.
I think that's why it's compelling. I think I find it funny because I feel like I live my life trying to avoid social gaffes or faux pas.
Mm.
That's like often what I'm thinking when I'm in social settings, like avoid faux pas.
Be cool.
Do not. Well, no. It's the opposite of the negative, not the positive. I'm not thinking try and be cool. I'm thinking don't do a faux pas.
No, I mean be cool in the sense that like play it cool.
Yes.
Play it with a straight bat.
Totally.
Yeah. Not
no
be
big
cool.
Swings.
Not like come in and leave an impression. You want to leave no impression. It wants to be, they don't even remember you being there.
Yeah, that's your goal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean.
Be like just a light breathe.
I think that's my problem though, because I get caught up in the moment and then like get excited and then will do things that are more, not do crazy things, but just like, it's usually about what you say.
I don't think you do crazy things. I just think the quantity of things you do in a social, because you're like, you will keep going, you'll chat, you'll lock attention, you will. Like,
yeah.
I've got friends that have been like, you know, chatting to you and then check the time. They're like, it's 3 a.m. Like, I got Cashmond again.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be locked
they wanna
on to
home.
You.
They want to go home.
No, I don't know if they want to go home.
People
I'm just
do
saying.
Want to go home.
I'm just saying
I just have different hours to other people.
They're locked on with you chatting and you will chat. So,
well, that's
but
one
I don't
thing.
Think it's bad impressions. I just think it's like you do a lot of chatting.
Totally. I think it's also, I'm scared. And then this has become psychoanalysis very quickly. I don't like awkward silences.
Who does?
Well, some people are more comfortable than others.
Some people are really good. Some people don't value, like, because I have that instinct to always try to fill it. And I get annoyed if the other person doesn't feel annoyed as well to put the effort in. But some people just don't. They'll be like, we'll just let it sit.
That's totally fine.
Wait for the next organic topic.
It's actually like a bit of an alpha move.
Oh, totally, to let it sit. Yeah, of course. It's like, I don't need this.
Exactly.
Whereas I'm like, I need it.
All the way up, to be up. And I think in that desperation, you can say things and accidentally, like that'll often happen. I'll find myself saying something to fill an awkward silence which I perceived to be kind of pretty much a restatement of what the other person just said.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, what? Mm. And then, you know, you're in trouble for something I didn't even believe. I'm just trying to say to fill silence to please this other person.
Yeah, you're just trying to go. It's like
improv. That's just what you just fucking said.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like they're saying, so you're just bouncing off word association yes. or just listening. And then it's like all of a sudden you're in like a deep theological argument on a position that you don't care about at all.
And they're like, I know you're a classic anti-monotheist. And that's not, that was disproven in 1978. And I'm like, God, well, I thought I was just saying what you said.
It's like when someone's like, do you want to split an Uber? Unless you know them quite well, it's like, I don't. Because we're going to chat.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people think that you don't have to chat. But I am like...
In an Uber.
That just means it's like, how long the trip is? 20 to 30 minutes. It's like we're talking.
Yeah, you know when you definitely don't need to chat? By yourself.
Yeah, alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. It's, you know...
Anyway, so that's why I go on ask. That's why I like watching people
you
embarrassed.
You sent me a video...
Yes.
...of a guy who was coming out as a map.
Yes, exactly. So it was a confessional video with not many views, and it was posted on. It didn't have any likes.
1,200 views when I caught it.
Exactly. And it was basically a guy saying that he is a map, and he'd recently come out to his father as a map, and he was very proud of
it. No, I don't know what. I mean, I didn't. I know now what a map is.
Yes. It's a minor attracted person. So it's someone who's basically has the thoughts and wants of a pedophile, I think. But there's a distinction to be made for. Between someone who's acted on that and someone who's actually done it.
I just thought it was someone who is not. Because, like, asexuality is a thing when you're not attracted to people.
No, dude. It's to minors. Attracted to minors.
I'm so dumb.
Oh, that's why you were like, oh, I'm a major attracted.
Yeah. I thought you meant minor as in less.
No.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
You thought it was someone who just wasn't very horny.
Yeah.
I'm worried that's what it was.
Not completely void of any horniness, like an asexual person.
Yeah. I just thought not horny today.
They don't get that horny.
That would be funny too.
And that's what I thought.
To have to update. It's like, I'm feeling maybe 3 out of 10 today.
Because, you know, you can have floating pronouns. Do you know what I mean? So it's sometimes you could mean men. Sometimes you could be he or she. So why couldn't you just have a... You could be like, oh, I'm horny today, I'm not horny tomorrow.
I mean, that makes sense to me. I think it's probably not worth clarifying. I don't think
but
people need
is,
to be...
This is about kids.
Well, I mean, yeah. Minor attracted... Yeah, to minors.
Oh.
It's a growing movement, they reckon.
Wait, so... But not that attracted? So
no, minor is just like, I'm a minor. I'm under 18.
So if you're a pedophile...
Yeah.
You're not attracted to adults... In any way.
I mean, that's a good question. I don't know.
Well, it'd be hard to... No one wants to sit down and do...
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. There's no... I mean, and that is a legitimate thing that there's not much science on a lot of these things because people don't want to study it or there's kind of ethics around studying it or people don't want to admit it. I think a lot of the statistics people often have around this stuff is like polling. But like, yeah, good luck getting an honest poll out of like
absolutely.
Who are you attracted to? It's like, no, thank you.
So the minor, the map...
Yeah.
So they're saying they have a minor attraction to minors. Am
no,
I?
He's just saying
he is a pedophile.
He is attracted to minors. Yeah. If you want to call that a pedophile.
That makes this video so much crazier that I just watched.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch the, but we'll put it in the link of the description or whatever.
I mean, no, we won't. I'll play a bit of the audio.
Play a bit of the audio.
Yeah. I don't want to be linking.
Think
to
about
anything.
My dumb mindset of this guy being doing all of this, being like, I'm not that horny.
The stuff I have to deal with on a daily basis just for being a minor attracted person who's out and proud of their sexual orientation. Letter received. All is well. Very well. Thou art my son, flesh and blood. This is how he writes. It's funny, but this is just his way of writing. I could not ask for more, nor want more than what thou art to me, my very own precious son. Mi hijo, he's Mexican.
Well, yeah, he basically just says that he texted his dad. He came out to his dad as a minor attracted, and his dad.
It's like, imagine ring your dad, but hey, I'm not going to have sex today. I'm not feeling it today.
Not that! It's not that. It's that he's a pedophile. You're now making jokes that you'd pre-planned based on thinking of something else.
But that's just how I was just giggling away at the thought of this guy telling his dad.
Then the next day, oh, I'm a major.
I'm back, Dad. I'm back. I'm barred up today, Dad.
Cheers, yeah. Thanks for the upside.
So he had to tell his dad that he's...
Well, he didn't have to.
He didn't have to as well.
I'd go as far as to say that he should not have.
He did it via a letter.
Yes.
An old school medium.
Yes.
He didn't
dear
do it.
Father.
Dear father. I regret I bring you some quite bad news.
Doth wander past the primary school in my area.
Unfortunately.
And be struck.
The gods have not favoured me. And I find the youngsters quite the sort.
With a predilection that I did not consent to and have been graced by the gift of God to want what I should not. And it's funny because that's actually how his dad speaks.
Yeah, in the reply.
When his dad replies, he speaks with quite a Shakespearean lilt.
And also there's a funny point because he's speaking like this weird prose.
Yes.
And then he says something kind of, and then he goes, oh, my dad's Mexican.
Yeah, my dad's Mexican. He's like, what? Just how he talks. He's like, I know it's funny, but it's just how he talks. So just, and I mean, I think it was a very well-drafted
response to
something where if English isn't your first language, first of all, and then your son's just told you that he's a pedophile, I feel like
Odd goes start
speaking Shakespearean.
No way he realised his dad was a... I mean, his son is a pedophile, though.
You reckon that it's just a classic case of miscommunication?
I went with the minor thing.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't see the letter. We don't know exactly what he told him and how much detail he explained the concept. But I think it's very possible that he didn't understand. But the response is like, proud of your son. Like, yeah,
well done. Yep.
Fuck the haters.
Go get him, slugger. A minor attracted person. Mm-hmm. So someone that's attracted to minors.
Yes.
But they're non-practicing?
Well, so this is the thing that I find
because there already is the
crazy.
Non-practicing so pedophiles.
I think, but people maybe won't know about this. I feel like a bunch of years ago, our friend Cam noticed that there was a... someone on Twitter who I think had been responding to him,
yes,
had NPP in their bio,
yep,
which stood for non-practicing pedophile. So this was someone who was attracted to minors in a similar way and was kind of open about it, which maybe needs to happen. I mean, I think there's something, there's some deformity in your brain makes you attracted to,
yes,
to children that leads to people acting on it, which is obviously one of the most heinous things a person could do.
Absolutely.
But like, more understanding around having that mindset could stop people acting on it. But it is an interesting thing to see people being kind of like out and proud about being like an NPP. But at least then NPP had non-practicing built into it. Now MAP, it doesn't have non-practicing. It's like, that's the key question for me. It's like, is it MAP NP? Or well, are we talking an MAPP? Because MAPP, they need to go to another P called prison.
That's very good. Did you plan that one?
No.
That's really good.
No, I did not.
Well, I would say maybe he's... Because why wouldn't he say... Why would he film a YouTube video and put it up?
Because I think... I mean, that's what's interesting. On it. He's incorporated...
Because it's his coming out. He's coming out as a man.
It's like the language of the LGBTQ community being used in relation to someone who's attracted to minors, which is the scary bit of it as well.
Yes,
which I feel like the LGBT community would be very...
The queer community, I don't think, is on board with this at all.
They would very much like to distance themselves, like, I'd imagine, from the MAP.
Absolutely not. You can't come with us.
But then maybe over the next 10 years, there could be more understanding about people who have these urges and like for them to get help, because that's my understanding is that until recently, and maybe because I was reading about this a few years ago, but it could currently be the case as well. I think if you, even to a therapist, say that you're having these attractions, that they're obliged to report you to the police. Like it's, so there's kind of nowhere to go if you feel like you're grappling with this. It would be crazy.
Well, you write a letter to your dad. That's what you do. That's the only way
Daddy!
To do it.
And then post about it on YouTube.
I mean, yeah, so maybe, look, obviously the place we'd love to get to as a society is to maybe have some more open conversations about this.
Yeah.
But man, that's knocked my socks off.
It's pretty crazy.
To make a YouTube video being like, I'm a MAP.
I think it's also just
and
like...
And is MAP just like, basically, is this just a modern take on the word pedophile?
Well, kind of.
Because would a pedophile, it's like a terrorist, because terrorists don't often be like, wake up and be like, I'm going to commit terrorism.
Totally.
They're like, you know.
That's the word from the people
exactly. So are we giving the word pedophile to these pedos? And they're like, no, we're MAPs. To them, they're MAPs.
I think, that's how probably they, maybe how they speak to each other. Because it would be so isolating. Imagine you, because when I was 13, I was attracted to 13-year-olds.
True.
And when I was 14, I was attracted to 14-year-olds. And then 15, 16. And my sexuality went, and until currently. Now I'm attracted, like you see 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
Young.
It doesn't look right.
Yeah, I'm attracted to like 30-year-olds now. But imagine if when you got to like 15, you're attracted to 15-year-olds. Or, 14 or whatever. And then as 16, still attracted to 14-year-olds.
And it's still
17,
staying.
Still attracted to 14-year-olds. 18, still attracted to 14-year-olds. around the 17, 18 bit, you'd start worrying, like, oh, I need this to update, please.
There was a guy in year scary. 12 at my school.
Talk to anyone.
He was dating a girl in year 7, and we called him a pedophile.
Oh, my God. In what, in year 12?
He was in year 12.
That's actually illegal.
She was with us in year 7, and we were like, he's a pedophile.
But she was with us in year 7, what?
Like, she was in year 7.
She was in year 7
in
at
my year at school.
Oh, you were in the year 7.
I was in the year 7.
With her.
With
God,
her.
That's
She's
creepy,
dating
man.
This year 12. Or maybe he was year 11. He was in the senior grades.
Still.
And, yeah.
I mean, it happens, yeah.
It does happen.
And then that's vaguely fine now. I mean, it's not. That's probably illegal, what that was. But, I mean, if they were having sex and stuff. But then it's even crazier when that guy's like 30 and still into...
Yeah, like, I mean, that's when it really starts getting...
But like, yeah, what are you meant to do? If you're stuck with that, you're like, fuck.
You are
it's not their fault that their sexuality hasn't developed
in the
proper
way.
Yes, I
know, but this is also the conversation. Even
help.
You talking about it is making me feel uncomfortable talking about it into a microphone.
Yeah, right.
Because it is, no one's talking.
No.
No one talks about it.
No, and it's happening. There's a lot of them. I just don't know anything about this as well. But I'm imagining being 18 or 19 or 20 and then my sexuality hasn't updated.
Yes.
I'll be like, fucking hell. I maybe even would go into, I don't know, the priesthood or something like that.
Mm,
somewhere where sex was kind of not part of it and you actually had to take a vow of celibacy.
Yes.
And then you'd be like, okay, I've got a weird sexuality that I don't want to confront, so I'm just going to do that. And then, you know, 20 years later, oh my God, now I'm in charge.
Yeah.
And there's kids around and like I'm a leader in my community. And then, you know, then if you'd not talked about it with anyone, surely you'd be more likely to abuse someone. Whereas if you maybe were able to like talk about
it, yes,
you
totally.
Would. And I've also am aware as I'm talking that it makes it seem like I'm a pedophile. I'm
no,
not
you're
a
map, dude.
I'm not a map.
You're a map. Oh,
but then I also don't like. I feel like we're in a culture where it's such a confessional culture. It's such a now a culture now. If every trauma you have, you're encouraged to kind of
confess
talk about it.
And own as well. And there's power in owning something, and it's quite
sometimes
celebrated.
Sometimes there is, yeah. And I would say, but though sometimes there's power in not doing it and not kind of dredging up trauma. And I feel like trauma is. Ben Caution has a great joke now. He's about like, why are we trying to remember trauma? Like trauma,
yeah.
Like your body kind of, or your brain often like represses awful things that have happened to you. And then people are trying to find those. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's like a function of the brain to hide it so you can live your life.
Yeah, and if that is still affecting you in some way, accessing those repressed feelings might be a good thing. I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist, but I also get the sense that maybe doing it for everything might not be good for you.
But this video...
And I think this is an example of something that he simply shouldn't be confessing publicly.
He shouldn't be confessing, but he's doing it in the vein of... Owning your trauma or whatever.
Well, not even like being proud of your identity. This
well,
is identity.
He's being proud of the hardships he faces.
Yes.
God, the video makes so more sense when I realize what it's actually about. Because it's like the hardships I face every day, and I'm like, what? Just
because you're
not
horny? Just
because you're not horny.
Are you it's
kidding
like,
me,
it's actually
dude?
Easier to be a bit less horny.
Turns out you're the horniest of all of the people.
Horny in the most inappropriate way possible.
Oh, anyway. Look, what a...
I think I would also like to clarify...
That you're not a pedophile again.
No,
you've said that, Tom.
No, but then when I was 15, a pedophile tried to...
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Flirt with me.
Yes, I remember all of
this. And I received
this.
Lots of letters, and my parents talked to the police, and it was this kind of thing. And I was fine. He never touched me
and
or anything.
And you're still in contact with this guy?
Yeah, and good mates now.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I mean, he did...
That's what I mean. He got back in touch.
He did get him back in touch. He left a few years ago. He left comments on my YouTube saying that I wasn't funny. It's like, come on, mate.
Yeah, what do you think, mate? I had some fucking hard shit to go through growing up.
But also, it's like...
Wasn't a laugh a minute back then.
He was so complimentary when, like, I talked to him and when he sent me letters as a teen, he's like, you're so talented. It's like, now I grow up a bit. He's like,
yuck.
Not funny. Like, actually, not interesting at all.
It's like gay men that hate women. It's the inbuilt misogyny.
Well, I wouldn't say inbuilt, but yeah, I feel like, you're not... sexually interested in them anymore.
Exactly.
So all of a sudden
got,
the flattery falls away.
He's got no time for adults that are talented because Tom, you're very talented.
Thank you very
but
much.
He's looking at you being like, yuck, you've got nothing to offer me with your facial hair.
To be very honest.
Your fully developed skulls.
The clip that he commented on, not the best, not my best.
Oh,
I think
he kind of
had a point.
So maybe he's just quite a good comedy judge.
I think maybe. But anyway, I would say that because I want to justify kind of my curiosity about this stuff because I feel like it is
It's in your world.
Well, yeah, I think I... I just thought that was kind of normal at the time. I wasn't like traumatized by it or anything. I was kind of found it fascinating. But I think that's led to me finding this fascinating.
It's definitely fascinating. Because, I mean, this video in particular is like, it's kind of like the current society's reaction to this age-old problem of pedophilia that's going on. And now we're at the tipping point maybe about some, maybe the most dramatic way we handle it could happen in that, you're right, in the next 10 or 15 years, as opposed to the last, I don't know, millennia of options that we did, which was just like,
deny it. Like, don't talk about it because like, it's awful. Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like, who knows what could happen if this guy's writing a letter to his Mexican dad.
Yeah.
And like owning it and putting it up on his vlog.
I mean, look, I don't think we need to extrapolate too much from this guy.
This crazy guy.
I feel like, but I do think it's indicative of something. It's like, this is where it could begin, people coming out forward with it, which could be good, but perhaps not in the proud way. I would have loved a bit more language from him in the video of like acknowledging that this could be not right.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, he never acknowledges that what he does is bad.
But what? But that's the thing. He might not have done anything wrong.
He doesn't think it's just the way he uses it. But also, we don't know. I would, do you have a definition of a mess?
If it was me, I wouldn't be clarifying that in abundance.
That's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.